Okay, let's get started. Okay, so we say in the Tfilos and Yantiv, Atave Chatan Mikol Ha'amin, Ahavta Asan, Yatzis Abar, Sasas the Vilna Gaon, Atave Chatanu, it refers to Yatzis Asan in Pesach, Ahavta Asan, it refers to Shavuos, Yatzis Abanu refers to the Sokis, the Ritzah for the Kapar of Chet Ego on Yom Kippur, and then the subsequent return of the Shekhinah to Klaisa on Sokis. So the question though is, when it comes to Shavuos, what does the Gram mean that Ahavta Asanu is a reference to the Yantav of Shavuos? So let's try and understand the connection between Ahava and Shavuos. So the Mishnah Maseches Tanis teaches, B'yom Chasinoso, B'yom Simchas Libo, B'yom Chasinoso, Zehu Matan Torah. The Chazal call Matan Torah the wedding between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. So what's the significance of that? So the Sefer Ikram explains that what is the word Ava, what's the gematria of the word Ava? So the gematria of the word Ava is 13. Now what's the gematria of the word Echad? The word Echad is also 13. Maral explains in many places, what's the idea of Ava? It's the idea of love. It's when two, the Ohev and the Nevav unite to become one, become Echad. That's the idea of a marriage, of an Nisuin, that the Chasan and Kala, they unite to become one unit. So I have those signs, Zehu Chag HaShavuos, that Chala Yisrael became united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, and therefore it's called Ahavta Asanu, because Har Sinai was the place where we became one with Hashem, and therefore it's the epitome of Ava, because Ava is a chibur between two people, or two entities, in this case HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chala Yisrael. And on a deeper level, Maral, the beginning of Netzach Yisrael explains that, what's the idea of Torah? Torah is the chibur between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Torah, what it is, it's the sichlios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's the means that we're able to connect to Hashem. So the significance of Maimon Har Sinai is that Maimon Har Sinai allowed us to express the chibur in the relationship that exists between us and Hashem. And therefore, Ahavta Asanu Zehu Chag HaShavuos, because Chag HaShavuos was an expression of the giving of the Torah, which is ultimately the unification of the Jewish people in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this expresses itself in many different facets. So, for example, the Yerushalmi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dal Halachas, teaches that when it comes to all the other Yom Tovim, the Torah in Parshas Pinchas, when it delineates the Misafin, says the word Chatas. But when it comes to the Yantav Shavuos, the Torah never once says the word Chatos and says to Yerushalmi. Why? Because it's coming to teach that when we accept the Torah, or accept the old Torah, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu forgives us for our sins. That there's a Mechilas Avonos when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah. In a similar vein, the Yerushalmi Maseches Bikurim, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, what does Yerushalmi teach? That a chasen is mekabel, a chasen receives mechilas avonos. So what's this idea of mechilas avonos that we find both by Kabbalah Satorah and by a chasen and kala? So Maral explains in Gur Aryeh, in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Gimel. So Maral says that, what's the idea of a chasen receiving mechilas avonos? So he explains, when a chasen, when a person is not married, they're incomplete. When a person becomes married, they become complete, they become a new entity, they become a Beria Chadasha, and Memela, there's going to be Mechilas Avonos, because they're a new person. They're not the same person that they were previously. So therefore, automatically, they're going to be forgiven for their sins, because they're just a new entity. And that's true when it comes to Achas and Kal, when they get married, so the same thing can be true for Klal Yisrael when we receive the Torah, that a Jew without the Torah is not complete. When we receive the Torah on Shavuos, and receive the Torah every single year on Shavuos, as Ramchal explains, the Jewish calendar is not just linear, but it's a circle that we revisit the same points every single year again. And when we receive the Torah every single year on Shavuos, what's happening? We're becoming a new entity. We're becoming a new, it's a new identity, and therefore, automatically, there's going to be Mechilas Avonos. In the same way, Maral explains that the Chazal say that a person's not Shalom until they're married, the same thing is true with, when it comes to Torah, that the Torah, the Chazal teach, brought Shlemus to the Bria, it brought the Bria to a new state, and coming with the new state of the world also came about the Mechilas Avonos for the world. And this notion we also find when it comes to other aspects of marriage as well, because what's another? It's Maral explains that the chibur that exists between ishra ishta, between a husband and wife, is the deepest chibur that can exist in this bria. And the same thing is true when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah is the deepest chibur that exists in the Bria, meaning that when a person gets married, the other, the spouse, becomes such a part and parcel of themselves that they're a new person just by the very fact that there's something else that's such an important part of them, but they're not the same that they were previously. And the same thing is true when it comes to Kabbalah Torah. That a Jew without Torah is a completely different person. It's a completely different entity. And the Torah becomes such a part and parcel of a person that they become a new existence. They are living in a new reality. And therefore, they are transformed by that. And that causes a Mechilas Avonis. Because with receiving the Torah, the Jew is not the same as they were without it. And by becoming a new person, by Shinoi Hashem, it's one of the Dakei Tshuva. And that just causes an automatic Mechilas Avonis. So in that sense, Kabbalah Satorah is also a day of Mechilas Avonus. It's also a day of the marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I want to try to understand this on a deeper point, and I want to do this expounding upon the words of my good friend, Binyamin Broth, in his beautiful Kuntres, Shashuei Binyamin. So my friend Binyamin there pointed out, so we say at the Shavuot Brachos, one of the Shavuot Brachos is we talk about the Reim Ahuvim. So what's this idea of Reim Ahuvim? So the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, explains that the idea of Reya is that it's two people connecting back to the very root. The connection is a chibur that traces all the way back to the Shoresh. The Zohar Kaddish teaches in Parshas Vayigash that when it comes to a chasen and kala, that the soul is one. When they come into this world, it gets split. When they're under the chuppah, then the soul is reunited back into its one whole state again. And with this idea of the Zohar, so we can understand the significance of Maimon Har Sinai Matan Torah. Because what's the Rei Mahuvim? What's Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Matan Torah, we're revealing the fact that that the essence of Klai Yisrael, we're always Mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the very Shoresh. And that the same way when a person gets married, they're essentially connecting back, or they're linking up, reuniting with the other half of their neshama, of their soul. Same thing is true when it came to Matan Torah, that the significance of Matan Torah, it was the completion, it was the unification of the two halves of the, it was the unification of both the Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Mitzad Klai. So let's try to understand this. So the Ramban in many places says Odech Emes, that what's Bereshis Bar, so for example, begin Parshas Hazina, right? Hazina Shemayim Ba'aretz. So the Ramban explains that the Torah is referring to the original Shemayim Ba'aretz, which made a bris between Klai, which formed the bris between Kosh Baruch Hu and Klai. So in that Shemayim Ba'aretz, according to the Ramban, Shemayim is a reference to Kosh Baruch Hu, Aretz is a reference to Bnei Yisrael. And essentially what happened at the very beginning of creation is that Shemayim and Arts were linked up, the Chibur of the Tachtonim to Elyonim, and the way that that was finally expressed in this Bria was through Kabbalah Satorah, because what Torah is the Chibur between Olamos HaYonim and Olamos HaTachtonim. In Matan Torah, what it did is that it was Megale, the ultimate Chibur that existed at the very Shoresh of the Bria, at the very Bereishis Bara Elokim, as Hashem v'Saretz, that Matan Torah was just an expression of the Chibur between the Olamos HaYonim and Olamos HaTachtonim. And that's the idea of Matan Torah. There's many Makaris that indicate that the whole idea of Matan Torah was that the Bria was going back to its original Shoresh. That the Bria, Matan Torah, the Sforner writes in many places that the Bria was going back to its state before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, back in its original state. So for example, when Har Sinai, the Torah makes a big emphasis on the shofar, because what's the shofar all about? The shofar is all about the ability of a person being able to reconnect back to its very shoresh of the Bria. Every single Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Why is it that we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? So the whole idea of the shofar is that the Zohar Kodesh teaches that shofar is that we're essentially blowing life into ourselves, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew life into Adam HaRishon through the shofar. So when we blow the shofar in every Rosh Hashanah, we're re-blowing life, we're reinvigorating ourselves with life, the same way Hashem gave life into Adam, and the same way Adam we're connecting back to our Shoresh and Rosh Hashanah, so too at Har Sinai, the shofar blasts at Har Sinai, allowed us to connect back to the very Shoresh of the Bria. And likewise, this is why the Torah teaches that Shavuos, right, Ma'amid Har Sinai occurred on Yom HaShishi. What's the significance of Yom HaShishi? So Chazal, Masechus Shabbos, and Nafpechas teach, so why does it say, Vayev, Vayvoka Yom HaShishi? Why does it say the extra hay? Milamed, Shagosh Baruch Hu, Hisni, Maisa Bereshis, if he accepted the Torah, then good. If not, then the world would be destroyed. Because what's the whole idea, right? Why is it that, A, the Torah specifically says Yom HaShishi? What's the significance of Friday as opposed to any other day of the week? Then the second question, why is it that the world would have gone back to Tov Vavo if we didn't accept the Torah? Oh, but the whole idea is, why is it Yom HaShishi? Because what's the tachlis of the 6 days of creation? So the purpose of the 6 days of creation was the creation of Adam. That the same way the Mepharshim give the Mashal, right? The same way a person, a company builds a building, they don't celebrate the anniversary of the actual erection of the building. They celebrate the anniversary of when the company starts using the building. So the same thing is true when it comes to the creation of the world. We don't celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the day that the world is created. We celebrate Rosh Hashanah the day that Adam was created, because Adam was the tachlis of creation. So specifically the day which alludes to the tachlis of creation, that's the day that alludes to Ma'amid Har Sinai, because the tachlis of Adam was from Ma'amid Har Sinai in for Kabbalah Satorah. And that's also pshat. So why is it that the world would have gone back to Tov Vavo if we didn't accept the Torah? Because the whole idea is that the Zohar Kodesh teaches that Yisrael, that Kodesh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah to create the world. So the Torah is essentially the Shoresh of the Bria. In the same way a tree isn't able to last without its roots, that if a tree will just die if it has no roots. So the same thing is true when it comes to the Bria. If the Bria doesn't have its Shoresh or doesn't have the Torah, then it's also going to fall apart. And it's going to revert back to Tov Vavo. So the whole idea of Shavuos, the whole idea of Kabbalah Satorah, is that it allows us to reunite at the very Shoresh. It allows us to reconnect at the very Shoresh. The Shemayim V'aretz, the Tachton V'Alyonim, the Maral, the Kid, and many others explain that Adam was originally supposed to be the bridge between the Olamos Alyonim and Olamos HaTachtonim, but we sinned. And therefore, at Kabbalah Satorah, when we received the Torah again, we're able to reunite the Tachton V'Alyonim, reunite, become married again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that was a giloy of the original purpose of the Bria. And it showed the fact that we were all connected, really, from the very start. So, essentially, the whole idea of Shavuos, Ahav to Osanu, it's the idea of the chibur between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the ideas that we're trying to show, the chibur between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shavuos, is not just one that was created at Ma'amid Har Sinai, but one that can really trace its back to the very Shoresh of existence, to the very Shoresh of Bria Olam, because this is ultimately the ultimate tachlis of the Bria.